My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
No, they're not excited. I thought they would be. Here they are. Well, you got Kelly on Twitter. Twitter Action is brought to you by Schaub and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You guys have to get us excited. Is that it? Do I have to lead you?
Yeah, but part of it
is
normally
that what I have
is
to do?
Normally, as a conduit to the fans, we attempt as best we can at times to represent the zeitgeist
in
the community,
yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah, I want the feeling back. I'm not going to force it.
I've actually in recent weeks gotten out of the house a little bit, thank God. And it's been a lot of this. It's been a lot of like, all right, we'll be there on Sunday. I mean, Sunday will be crazy. Sunday will be crazy. But you're right. The lead up to Sunday is not what it normally is.
I think some people are acting like they've had themselves a test that they've had to work on for the last 9 months, and here they are, and now they got to go do it, and they're not happy about it. There you go. Or they're not overly anticipatory of the results of that outing. Mm-hmm. Xavier, the coach is boring, the QB doesn't get us, that's why fans are down. If we had Joe Flacco here at 48 years old, the average Cleveland fan would be like 17-0.
I just
what he says.
Guys, he considered by
Steve
many to be the reason that they flubbed the playoff game.
But Anthony, you've lived through how many years just on air here? You know better. You know that people would see Joe Flacco returning and think about the great December and January that they had and totally overlook the two interceptions.
Steve says we have to play the Michael Stanley. We got to pump the people. We played the Michael Stanley, guys.
Okay, nobody called.
We played it. We played the Michael Stanley. There is Ichabod Portsmouth, who says we had a half a season of uncomplicated, joyful Browns football with Flacco in the backup parade. Now it's back to complicated and uncertainty, even with the immensely talented team. So weird. Hashtag Super Bowl Super Browns. Yep. I think that he sums it up pretty well.
So it's just still that Deshaun Watson.
People have complicated feelings. They don't know whether or not to think that he's going to be good. And because of that uncertainty, they haven't seen anything in the preseason. That's half the reason people got mad. They just want to see him in the preseason.
Hold on. I know we tracked down some audio from his quarterback coach. Now, he's going to be a little biased. His personal quarterback coach,
this
right?
This is Quincy Avery. Yeah. Yes. His personal QB coach.
Yeah. Quincy Avery, who is very, very active on social media, very opinionated. My God, seems like he's pining for a radio show or a podcast at some point. I know he does do stuff with Deshaun. Listen to what he had to say about the offseason and maybe how this thing could get turned around with Deshaun.
I think that this has been his best offseason in a really long time in terms of preparation for the game, being able to throw, putting himself in position where he's able to do all the things throwing-wise that he needs to do to be successful in an NFL game, and he's in a good spot. We've tested, so it's not, hey, is it as good, right? He throws the ball as hard with more velocity. Like, his miles per hour are higher now than they were prior to the injury, so those things are not, like, a concern.
Audio courtesy of Maggie and Perloff. He doesn't sound too hyped up. Let's go. Turn up the music. Let's go.
Hold on.
I need it.
He
what?
Said something there that
I need it.
I hadn't heard from anybody else.
I need it, though.
There's more velocity on the football now than before the injury.
More velocity.
We got a Rowan Gardner situation.
Well,
we got a Rowan Gardner situation.
Is.
Yep.
I mean, come on. Does it? Do you think he's lying? You're not going to accuse
Zoom
him of being a liar.
Zoom in there, Deshaun. Zoom it. Got to, man. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. We need it. Let's go, guys. Try not to blow my voice out. It's already hoarse. I need you.
I mean, we were wondering, zip or no zip? And we didn't get a chance to see much, but there's somebody who's seen more of Deshaun Watson throwing the football than his quarterback.
Absolutely no one has.
Nobody else has.
Nobody more than Quincy.
No more than Quincy Avery has. Yep, we're ready to go. Josh and Berea. Josh, good morning.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Finally. Finally, a guy we got, Josh and Berea, who's excited. We knew we could count on you. Continue, Josh.
Dude, like, it's just so crazy that, like, oh, wow. I never thought we were going to see the day when we become entitled as Browns fans, when we get worked up over stupid preseason starts and this, that, and the other, and comparing ourselves to dynasties in Kansas City. Well, they're playing Patrick Mahomes. Last time I checked, we're not the Kansas City Chiefs. Last time I checked, we're the Cleveland Browns, and we're coming off a season where we just went 11-6 with five freaking quarterbacks. Last time I checked, we got Jim Schwartz there, back again. We got the defending Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett, and so people were questioning it. You don't think he's a little pissed off this year? You don't think Myles is going to be like, oh, y'all don't like him, Vance Should Matrix. Be. Okay, let me show y'all what it's all about to be a freaking beast. All right, I'm sick of this. Last time I checked, Nick Chubb looks like he might be coming back after week four. Let's freaking go. There's reasons to be excited.
How hard was this?
Time. This isn't hard, guys. This isn't hard. Josh, thank you. It was 1950 in the cold and rain. Turn it on, turn it up, and turn the Browns fans loose. Let's go.
I mean, you got a home game in front of America against America's team on Sunday.
In front of Tom Brady. You'll be able to see him up there in the booth.
Come on.
Mike and Lorraine. Mike, you're next up on the Fan.
Guys, I'm the opposite. I don't see why we need to be excited. The organization isn't excited. They got a guy that hasn't played since November. They tell you that. If he looks bad on Sunday, what are they going to say? He hasn't thrown a pass since September. Well, you created that situation. You don't have a line. You've got a running back that you're waiting on. The NFL doesn't care about the preseason or the first four games. They've made them the preseason. So I'm supposed to be excited?
I mean, are you a football fan, Mike? You're a football fan, right?
Yeah, are you a football fan?
But I don't need to go crazy for a week to see whatever I'm going to see on Sunday and then hear excuses as to why I saw it.
I mean, are you excited to see the Chiefs and the Ravens on Thursday?
Not overly, no.
Because isn't there anything that gets you excited anymore? Are you just a sports nihilist?
Oh, no, I enjoy watching the Guardians. I'm enjoying watching that. I will be excited coming up for the Browns, but I need to see, you know what you're going to see on Sunday?
You're not excited to see the quarterback?
I'm excited for the great unknown.
You're not excited to see the Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah, you're not excited to see Myles Garrett?
But he's going to give me what I expect him to give me. See, I'm not excited. I'm intrigued to see what Deshaun Watson is.
Mike, are you excited to see the kicker?
I have no idea who he is. Oh.
And the new kickoff format?
I can see that coming a mile away.
Just get excited.
He told me his feelings. I can't hurt the guy for being... I can't feel bad about him for giving me the truth.
It's a short week. Week for NFL football.
We're already in Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's already Tuesday. Guys, the game is Sunday at 4:25. Here we go again. We only got a few more days to get going here. You got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And here's the other thing. You win that game, I mean, yeah. The national media on Monday, they are going to be all in on this Browns team.
Boy, you were right about that. By the way, most annoying team this offseason, 49ers?
Yeah. Easily. Yeah, it was obnoxious.
Trent Williams' deal just got done. This is after the Ayuk deal got done.
And then your players had to get mentioned in trade rumors because of it.
What an annoying team.
We'd just been better off had none of this happened.
Reported a second, a third, and
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper. You wonder why I hate him. Here we are. I'm not a fan of Kyle Shanahan. Here we are.
Oh, you think this was his doing?
Oh, yeah. That was his doing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.